Hey everyone, it's Sunday, March something. It's been a couple days since I've recorded. I was a little mad at Anchor because I recorded this really good podcast and all of a sudden I went to go, you know, upload it or whatever and it was gone. I don't know how I would accidentally delete it, but yeah, Megan was pretty upset, so I had to like relax, take a breath, and then everyone, I just kind of forgot. A couple days later, I'm like, all right, man. So I got to do another one. So this weekend, I picked up my son Thursday night. He lives in Downingtown. Of course, the weather's always crazy. I swear to chocolate-covered Oreos. I don't know. I just pulled that out of my ass. I swear, because I don't like to swear on anything that, like, really is like a person or is my higher power, because that's just not cool, you know. But anyway, it was ridiculous, and of course I do it anyway because I love my son and I go get him. And we had a really great weekend. Yesterday we played hooky from dance class for my daughter, and we went to my mom's. We actually, my brother was there and he came down from North Jersey, and then my sister was there with her kid, and my brother's daughter was there too. So it was really fun for my kids. So there were four kids playing. Unfortunately, my stepdad is incarcerated at the moment, and that's all I'm going to say about that. But so my mom's been really lonely, so we went and visited her, and my brother was there, which was great. He's in recovery too, you know. He's doing his thing. He's NA all the way, which is great. You know, I don't put NA down or AA, you know. Both of them have helped me in different ways. But my brother kind of got into it with me. Like, he was almighty and all powerful. You have to say clean, and if you say sober, then you're disrespectful and you're an asshole, and basically you don't deserve to be in recovery. That's how he worded it to me, because I just mentioned, you know, I can't, with my clients, I can't be like that. I used to be like that when I was in NA. Like, oh my goodness, that person said sober. They need to learn to say clean and be respectful. But then, like, the more experience I got, and as days passed on, it was like, is it really that big of a deal? To an extent, yes, because that's the rule. And eventually, you follow rules as an addict in recovery, and you say clean and serene. But is it a requirement to be part of a 12-step program? Not really. I mean, to an extent, yes, but you're in control of the words you use. So if it's life or death, like, I'm not going to reprimand that person for saying sober in an NA meeting. That's just me, okay? So I just basically said, like, I have to let my clients and participants do what they want to do to be in recovery. You know, like, if them going to church every morning and going to a couple meetings during the week and talking to a preacher or a minister or whatever about their personal issues is enough for them to stay clean and or sober, hey, more power to them, right? That's their journey in recovery. And I like to go to different meetings. My brother had the nerve to call me a meeting hopper, which I enjoy going to different meetings. Uh-oh, my battery is 15%. I enjoy going to different meetings, AA and NA, and MARA, for Medication-Assisted Recovery Anonymous. But goodness forbid if I told them that I was on medication at some point in my recovery, he would flip shit and probably disown me. So I don't know if I'm ready for that yet. But he said, basically, like, you cry over everything in life because you don't get your way. Because I started crying, because he's coming at me because I was just voicing my opinion. And he got so mad that my mom started crying. She's just like, what is going on? He was coming at me for my recovery. And don't get me wrong, like, go good for him that he's like NA proud, but you don't come at people because they don't do the same thing you do. That really hurt my feelings, and it really made me feel like I wasn't good enough for a minute. But then, you know, I told my boyfriend, and then I also vented to a few friends in like one of my Facebook groups. That was private, of course. My brother's not on Facebook. But guys and gals out there, it really hurt my feelings. So please, if someone has ever, like, you know, made fun of or criticized your way of recovery or sobriety, please call up. Give me a call or shoot me a text at Megan, M-E-G-A-N, Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, 21, at gmail.com. Again, it's M-E-G-A-N, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, 21, at gmail.com. Let me know how that made you feel. Or if you have any questions and or concerns about my recovery, please definitely, you know, go ahead and ask, feel free, because I'm trying to expand my recovery, because I'm trying to every day, you know, help those that need the most help for themselves, help themselves, you know, it's like, I am here to help you help yourself. And that's not limited to 12-step programs in the job that I am doing. So, update on my job, though. I went. The interview was great. And she said she'd get back to me by Friday, but she didn't. But people said, you know, don't mind her. She has to be patient. It takes time. I'm walking my dogs, everyone. So, if you hear, like, wind in the background, it's cold up in Philly, PA. It's like under 40 degrees and windy, but, I'm going to wait, you know, and I'm going to send her an email maybe tomorrow. But with my brother, it's like, you know, I don't know. I'm upset by it. And my mom even, you know, said like, I'm going to talk to him, Meg, because what he did do was wrong. And it's not, you know, it's not fair to you to have, you know, just because he acts like my dad or because he acts like my uncle, like, we just have to let it go. And I'm tired of letting it go. My whole life, I was, like, told to let it go. And my dad and my uncle Mike and now my brother could say mean things to me because that's just how they are. That's not cool, people. And you don't have to put up with it. And even if they're family, you don't have to have them around in your life because that's not cool. I'm working my butt off to stay clean, okay? And just because I don't do it the way you do it doesn't mean I'm doing it the wrong way. And if you're going to judge someone for the way they do recovery, then you need to look in the mirror and reread that big book or basic text because you are not doing it the correct way. And there I go judging someone. But hey, I'm, you know, one step at a time. I'm working on it, right? I don't know, guys. That's basically been what I've been thinking about the past 2 days at least. But other than that, I've just been thinking about which school my son's going to go to when he comes and moves in full-time in the middle of June. He, like I said, he's over in his late father's parents' house, and they voluntarily kept him full-time so he could go to school while I get everything together in Philly. And we have our rented house, and we have our car, and we have our internship that I do in my outpatient program, and then my boyfriend works full-time, basically, like 32 to 40 hours a week, and he does his IOP. So, you know, we do our meetings, we do our therapy groups, we do our therapists, we do counselors, we do all that good stuff. So whatever it takes for you to be clean and serene, people, or sober, whatever you want to call it, a person in recovery, a recovering addict, a recovering alcoholic, a recovering gambler, sex addict, eater of foods, whatever your thing is, you know, do it the way you need to do it in order for you to move forward in recovery. And that's basically as simple as that, people. It's a simple program for complicated people and flawed people. But Much love to everybody. I'm not even sure, honestly, if my boyfriend put one on. He keeps track of all his, but I honestly have no idea where I'm at. I just keep doing segments. Oh, and I'm at like 10 and a half minutes, so I'm going to go now, but, you know, one day at a time, everyone. Please remember to email me. Much love. You can do it. You're loved. Don't give up, okay? And if you feel like you want to give up, please don't feel ashamed or upset. But too upset to email me, because I can send you information in order for you to be safe. Because we don't want, you know, anything like that happening, because you're worthy of living and you deserve to get help. Alright? Alright, people. Let's close with the serenity prayer. God, the serenity we cannot change. Just the things we can. And the wisdom to know the difference. God's will, not ours, be done. And if you want to throw in an amen, can I get an amen? Feel free to. Alright, peeps, it is too cold. I gotta go. Go listen to some music or go dance around your house if you're bored. Get some exercise, do some meditation, write in a journal. Call your cousin from that you haven't spoken to in 7 years. Get something done. Alright, people. Peace out from Philly. Bye.